This is KO4 BWQ, standing by.
TFW, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. I'm down here in Anderson, South Carolina. I've got this little Anytone radio. I got my license about a month ago, I guess. I've been kind of playing with this thing today.
And welcome to the hobby. I'm up here in Greer, and I'm walking a dog in a field, and I'm on a Anytone HT.
Yeah, I've been looking at those new Anytones, the ones that come with the hotspot. You can look up DMR. That sounds like that might be a kind of a cool way to go, but it's not strictly radio, but it'd still be kind of fun to talk on, I think.
Good. Yeah, I've done, this one is a newer one. I've done some digital, but not a lot so far.
Yeah, I've just been kind of looking at them. Bridgegate has that little Wi-Fi hotspot you can hook up to. I said, you know, that might be kind of interesting because then you can hook up to any repeater in the country for that matter.
Some of the guys are telling me you can make your own little hotspot for not too much. I think that one from Bridgecom is fairly expensive.
By the time you get your handheld and the hotspot too, you're looking right at $800.
But
I'd look into some of the guys that are making their own. I think you can probably make one for $100.
Yeah, I think that the key was the one from the one that's already programmed. You know, they program everything for you, but you know. Save $300 if I program it myself.
Well, the name here is Kent.
Hey, Jimmy.
A lot of static that time. You said Jimmy? They were offered over at Greer, the Greer Club, in-person classes, and that, so I took that. It helped me out.
Yeah, I signed up for those online tests. That's what I did for the technician license, and it seemed to work pretty good. I kind of ran through the book, and then I started taking those tests while I was still passing them, you know, every time. And then when I went up for those tests, I think it did pretty well.
I got into it, you know, so when I got a little older and retired, I have, you know, some good means of communication. With your radio, it was coming in really good. It's not doing too well right now. A lot of static on it. Can't hardly make out. Warm up like you said it was going to today, did it?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I got ready for spring. I'm tired of this cold weather.
Last Friday at work, I could hear all the tree frogs down in the woods. I guess they're ready for spring and that, but this will set them back a little bit.
I guess we can blame it on that groundhog.
JN4TFW.
Got probably three or four more weeks of cold weather, and then hopefully it'll start warming up some.
It's going to be cold. Let's just stay cold. If it's going to be warm, let's just get on towards being warm.
Yeah, right before I retired, I bought a boat just down at the marina, and it's been sitting still for about 2-3 months now. I'm ready to get on out in the water again.
He bass fishes in tournaments, and he doesn't let that bother him. His boat's in the water every month.
Weather bugger, but if it starts getting down about below 60, I'm looking to park it.
I love the fish, but I don't need that aggravation of that, so I just bring it on to the house and don't even bother. I can understand, but man, if you just have one little accident or one little uh-oh, now you're taking, you know, a big risk with your life.
Like I said, I'm just ready to get back out on the water. I think we went out there about 2-3 days a week this year, so hopefully we get started back again.
This for 2 years. The first year, it rained every tournament, and the next year, it had a 25-mile-an-hour wind every tournament, and it just sucked the fun out of it for me, so I hung it up.
Yeah, we bought us a pontoon boat, and you know, we're one of those leisure cruisers. We just kind of get out there and paddle around and find some places to swim or top and you know, just kind of hang out.
Going to the lake. Usually I go to like smaller rivers and creeks and put my kayak or my canoe in and just try to catch some panfish to eat.
A little bit of fishing this year, but mostly I can tell you where all the nice restaurants are on Lake Hartwell now.
Driving to them, you just boat to them, right?
Yeah, that's it. It's usually a lot of fun. Like I said, we're right up here with the marina or the other marina. Most of the time, we got pretty good food.
And they're probably not as crowded as some of the restaurants there are now.
It gets a little crowded midsummer, but you're right, it's not as crowded as the restaurant downtown. See, a lot of times we'll just pack up an ice chest, and like I said, we'll go hang out on an island or island out there in the middle, and if they're just, you know, just out hanging out, basically just having fun.
You know, sometimes you just got to get away and just, you know, just kick back and enjoy it.
Yeah, I got these radios and got the radio fever, and I got thinking I could probably get out on one of those islands and string me up a wire to see who I could talk to.
And my HF is just a wire antenna here at the house. I made Australia, so that's about as good as you can get.
I went to the Ham Fest this year out there on Lake Hartwell. They had it out there on a point, and they said something about us being surrounded by so much water. Man, they was out there talking in Germany just on a piece of wire. So I was kind of amazed by all that.
It's amazing what all you can do with just the wire. And then when conditions get real good, you'll really be amazed.
Wanted to get me an HF unit, but like I said, those things, they're proud of them. Like I say, they probably start about $1,000 and go up.
Guy Elmer sold me his rated, and that, so I got a Yaesu 450D. And not the one I would have started out with and I would have picked, but you know, I'm glad I did start out with that one because it doesn't have all the bells and whistles, and it really taught me how to use the radio.
Yeah, I thought about maybe finding me a good used unit like that, like you're talking about, something in good shape, and do that, and now they got all the ones with the waterfall on and all that kind of fun stuff, but the more bells and whistles, the more it costs you.
Yeah, mine don't have a waterfall or anything, but it really, really helps me to learn how to do stuff, and I do a lot of that, you know, talking to the guys on to do that parks on the air. And that helps me, you know, learn how to tweak them in and get the signal in and that. So that's really helped me out a lot. And I'm in this field. There must be 200 robins in the field. Maybe spring's closer than we thought.
Yeah, I hope so. That's like I say, I'm ready. I'm tired of getting cooped up in the house because we had, my wife had COVID the 1st of January, then my daughter got it about the 2nd week in January, so we've been kind of quarantined for the whole month of January.
I did it the same thing. I got it January 3rd, and I think she got it about the 5th or the 6th, and then we were 2 weeks, you know, down, and then it took another couple of weeks to get your stamina back. I think we're just now getting back to 100%.
It wasn't too bad around here, because so my wife got it first, and like I said, she was weak for a couple of days, and then my daughter and her boyfriend, they got it. But I know it did test positive for it, so I don't know if I had it and didn't realize it, just didn't test at the right time or what, but, you know, because, you know, they had the sniffles and, you know, a little bit of, like the flu, but it wasn't nothing bad like it was last time.
The bad flu for about 24 hours, and then I was good, but my wife had it for, like, 7 days in a row, I think.
And that's what happened to me back in 2020, I guess, or 21, I guess, when I got it the first time. And the COVID wasn't that bad, but then I got pneumonia and ended up in the hospital.
KN4TFW.
This time, the little variant, it was a piece of cake compared to the first one.
Hey, throw out your call sign, everyone.
Okay, this is KO4BWQ.
Did you?
Victor Whiskey.
What part of Anderson you in?
I'm really just right here behind the, you know where the North Campus is on the or Extension Campus or whatever you'll call it for AnMed. I'm right behind it. I just about throw a rock and hit it.
My grandkids live over there, kind of like right before you get to Portman on 24.
That's a good little ways out. But that's where we got, I got that little pontoon boat. I keep it down there at Portman. Matter of fact, I've got it tied up down there now.
Tired?
Yeah, I retired back in June. I was a project manager down at Cyber Solutions. I worked there for a few years, and then had a heart attack back in 2020, and I said, you know what, I'm 63, so I'm going to go, I'll be 64 in June, so I said, I'm going to go ahead and retire.
Life's just too short. Yeah, I just turned 62 this weekend.
Now, the retirement's not what it's cracked up to be, because, like, especially if you've got a pretty stressful job or what keeps you real busy, and all of a sudden it all stops, then you start getting bored. So now I'm kind of looking around for a little part-time thing to do, just kind of on the side, and just get a little spending money and keep me busy.
No money, right?
I put an application up at Grady's Friday, I guess. I put it online. I talked to them up there and put it online. I said, you know, that might not be too bad if you get over there in the gun shop or something like that. I said, that might be actually fun.
It'll be interesting, and it'd be a good place to get some deals anyway, at least on some ammo, right?
Well, I think I'm ammoed up right now, because like I say, when the shortage started going, every time I get a chance, I'd, you know, buy a box of ammo. And I probably got, I don't know, 2,000-3,000 rounds here. I told my wife, I said, if I need more than that, we're in trouble.
He's telling me, and I'm like, can you really have too much ammo?
They've always told you that you can't have too many guns, you can't have too much ammo.
I saw the day said the gun show's in town in Greenville this weekend.
Try to make it up that way, because like I say, I missed the one here in Anderson. I'm out of town or something, I forget what happened. But it's time to go look around, because my wife goes, you know, how many guns you need? I said, just one more.
Yeah, different calipers, just in case, just in case you can't find ammo for the one you need, right?
2 years ago, I messed around and bought a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum. And I bet you I had it for 3 months before I had any ammo for it. I told people, I said, you know, I can't shoot you with it. I said, I can hit you with it, and that's about it.
I got one of those. I got 380s and 357s and 9s. 38 special, but that's about it.
Coming through, I was just trying to get some extra calibers, and because I'm like you, I've got the 38, 380, I've got a couple of 9s, I got the 357 Smith & Wesson, and then I went and got that 44 Mag.
To the house now, and the dog is finished with the walk, so I'm gonna have to sign with you and say I really enjoyed it, and I look forward to catching you again on the radio, and like I said before, welcome to the hobby. There's quite a few of us that are on the radio at like 5:30 in the morning, if you ever find yourself on there at that time of day. And that, but I'll say 73, KN4TFW. Have a good day.
All right, this is KO4BWQ. You have a good day, Kent.
I'm mobile.